with you, Rashi. I want to learn with you, Tesis. And then I don't know if we'll have time to look at the granat inside, but we'll say over the granat outside and thereby get through the sugya. Okay? So anytime you have a very long Rashi, as we do, you know Rashi's going to get involved in a very, very grinding technical piece of Rashi. And Kedarko Bakodesh, Rashi does that, and he actually does it very clearly. But the Gemara is going to try and prove that if you just have kishadis bor beinayu, asya kula b'me'atzad levar mikeret. If you have bor plus one, you can learn everything everything from that, except for keren, mishum de'ikal mifrach malakula shkem muad mitchilasa. Because keren has a tam and then a muad, so keren is going to be unique, but everything else you can derive. So I want to focus on one aspect, which is, I would say, the most lumdisha aspect over here. And today's shiur, we're going to spend 20 minutes grinding through the text. And then I want to try and, share the yisod of the granat, which I think will be a good exercise and a good chazara as well. So I'm starting from Rashi, v'cheni kasav bor, okay? So Rashi writes as follows. V'cheni kasav bor ve'esh. Hava asu einat b'hai dina mi bor. So if we have bor and esh, we can figure out the others. We start with bor. V'chi pircha. So bor is going to be unique. You can't learn out everything from bor because mala bor shken tchilas ha-siyos l'nezek tomer b'regel v'shen v'odam that are not tchilas l'nezek. So esh tochiach. So that's where esh comes in, which is also not tchilas ha-siyos l'nezek and it's mazik. But mala esh shken mu'edes lechol bein sh'roi la bein sh'ein roi la. Kegon, Eitzim, Kalim, Ve'avonim, Tomer B'Shein, She'enemu Edes, Ela Ledavar Haro'ila. So you can't learn out from Eish alone because Eish has its own Chumrah. Bor has a Chumrah, Tchilas Asias LeNezek. Eish has its own Chumrah that it's Ocheles, Bein Roila, Bein Roila, which is not common to both, to either of the others, Shein Regla, etc. So Bor Yochiach, She'enemuad, Ela Ledavar Haro'ila. That's going to be your key line. So Bor is going to cure the problem of Shein. Shein is Mu'edes, even Shein Aroila. So that's a Chumr of Shein. So Bor Yochiyah, because Bor is Eino Mu'ed Elo Dabar Haroila. And it's not Mu'ed Ledabar Shein Aroila. My new Adam, Dixiv, Benofa Shama Shor O Chamor, Shor Velo Adam Chamor Velo Kalim, Dimnofa Bebor Adam Vekalim, Pater Balabor. And then the Gemara says, "Atzad Hashavas Shem v'chule afani avi shein v'asi adam v'regel bepalge dina." Okay, fine. So, bottom line, Rashi tells me that if I have bor plus esh, I can get to shein no problem. How do I do that? So, bor has a problem. What's the problem with bor? Tchilas asiyaso ezek. So the voice says, Eish Yochiach. So Eish doesn't have that problem, and Eish is still chai. Aye, but Eish itself has a problem of Ocheles Af She'eno Ro'ila. So that's a Chumrah I can't just learn out from Eish. So how do I solve that problem? Bor Yochiach. Because Bor, says Rashi, is limited only to that which is Ro'ila. Only that which is Ro'ila. To the exclusion of Adam and Caleb. Ro'ila, exclusion of Adam. I'll throw in Caleb there as well. But that's not Ro'ila. And since that's not Ro'ila, so this is not an issue, then if I put four plus H, I can learn out shame because shame. Shein is only mazik, is not tchilaso asiyas l'nezek, so eish yochiach. Shein is ocheles, only that which is roila, so bor helps out with that, and we're good with shein. Adkan divrei Rashi. So far so good? Okay. Now we're going to go to Tosis. And Tosis is going to have two stages. Stage one of Tosis is a simple kasha, and then a teretz. And that's, okay, we'll take that at face value. And then Tos is going to go into stage two, which is going to be three kashas, and then an alternative pshat in the Gemara. That's what Tos is going to do. Okay, so let's take a look at that inside. We're going to go together. So now Tosfos. Kishod is bor b'nai asu kulu. Ma shepiresh bakunshus. The shein asimi bor v'eish. The chipir chazmala eish kem uedz lechol ben roi la ben shein roi la. Tom b'shein shein muedz lechol ela b'roi la. V'kasha. The lo ashkechon. Shein roi b'shein. We never have a case of ein roi when it comes to shein. The im achla davar shein roi la lo have told the shein ela told the karen came into ein hanol lehazeka. So what's Tosis asking? The Gemara is, the way Rashi presents the Gemara is Shein is Ocheles only that which is Ro'ila, and Shein is not Ocheles that which is Ein Ro'ila. So suggesting like Shein is Chayiv when it's Ocheles Davash Ro'ila, and Shein is not Chayiv when it's Ocheles Davash Ein Roila. But says Rashi, no, it says Tosis, there's no Metzius of Shein Ocheles Davar She'eino Roila. Because the second it's Ocheles Davar She'eino Roila, it's no longer Shein, it's what? It's Karen, it's going to be Chayev, Chatzi, Nezek. So the whole like structure is off. V'mishkachasla. And if you did find a case where Shein is Ocheles Davar She'eino Roila, b'shum inyan, then Nelaf Me'esh demischayev af be'ein roy. In other words, if you ever found a case of Shein that was chayev in a case of ein roy law, how would I learn that out from? I wouldn't need to get involved in bor. I could just go straight to esh v'nire, and then I could learn out the Shein nami osi either bepalga dedina or me'esh l'chudei. I could just learn out. We'll keep it simple. I could just learn out from Eish itself. Because Eish is Ocheles Davar She'eino Roila or Roila. If Shein did have such a Metzius, which it doesn't, but if it did, then I could just learn out straight from Eish. Okay? So that's phase one. And then Tosis says, okay, nah, I can squirm out of this problem. Mil Yeshlomer. Now again, I want you to understand what Tosis is doing, just structurally. What is Tosis about to do now when he says Umiyu Yesh Lomar Leperish Akunshus? What? Answering what? Is he coming up with his own pshat?
No, he's
answering for Rashi. In other words, he is coming to the defense of the Zaydi and saying this kasha that I asked on Rashi is not fatal. Rashi can survive this kasha. Why? Because the shaper parchinon pircha de lo shaycha b'shein. Is it shaya for Shein to be ein roila? To eat that which is ein roila. The second it does, what do we call it? It's Karen. It's not shaya. Nevertheless, the Gemara is asking a pircha. How you can't learn out Shein from. We can't learn out Shein from Eish. Why? Because Shein is not chayv in a case of Ein Roila, and Eish is. And Eish is. So we're asking a pircha from, you can't learn out from Eish. We're asking a pircha. But this pircha is not shy, because once it's a Shein would be eating Ein Roila, it's no longer Shein, it's Karen. So is this a valid type of question in Gemara formulation? Rashi's saying it is. Do we have any precedent for that? So Tosis says, yeah, let's not get so worked up about this. Tosis says, you could say that Shaper Parchinon Pirchot Lo Shaycha B'Shein. The Chiyai Gavna Perek HaChovel. You have this in Perek HaChovel as well. Daf Peches Gabe Eved V'Isha. I'll just tell you what that Gemara says. The Gemara wants to know, is an Eved Pasul Le'edus? Answer? Kal v'chomer. Here's the Kal v'chomer. Listen carefully. In Isha, is she pasul eidus? Yes. Can she marry a Jew? She can marry Yavo Lakoh. And she's pasul eidus. So an Eved, who is pasul Lakoh, Eved Kanani, certainly An Eved Kanani is Pasaleh Eidus. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Eved Kanani has a Chumrah that Isha doesn't have. What's the Chumrah? An Eved Kanani is Chayiv in Bris Milah. Is an Isha Chayiv in Bris Milah? No. But if I were to ask you, is it the pshat that an Isha is not Chayiv in Bris Milah? Or she's not Shaykh to Bris Milah? Bris Milah has nothing to do with her. The Gemara asks that Pircha. The Gemara in Daf Peches says that don't bring me a raya that an Eved is Pasul Eidus because an Isha is because an Eved has Bris Milah, has a Chiv of Bris Milah. So therefore an Eved is more Chamor, is more holy than an Isha perhaps. So the simple answer is, what are you talking about? Isha is not shy to Bris Milah. So that's not what the Gemara says. We're going to ask the Pircha. So that's Tosafot points out is that just like over here, we're going to make a pircha, even on, it's not shy to shame, because once saying a royal, it's Karen. The Gemara does that. The Gemara does that. The Chiyagav, the Parag Bachovagav, Evav Isha, Mala Isha Shekhin, Eina, Bemila. Okay. That is that's the first part of Tosis. Okay, am I spending time on that part of Tosis? That's not my focus. That is just to get us started. And now we begin Seder time. No, we haven't started Seder. Okay. Now Tosis says, ach. Okay, so we allowed Rashi to live another day. But now I'm going to take out, says Tosis, a three-barreled shotgun. And I'm going to take shot. And knock Rashi out. Now, stay with me, Rabosai. I want you to understand the logic of Rashi, the logic of the Gemara according to Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Why do I need Bor and Eish to derive shame? Because each one has some kind of chumrah that is now solved by the other. So what is the chumrah that Bor has? Tchilas asiyas l'nezek. So that's why the halacha is going to be machmir. Because when you build a Bor, day one, that's dangerous. And therefore the Gemara, that we have to be machmir for Bor. Okay, that's a chumrah Bor. What's the chumrah of Eish? That it consumes indiscriminately. And therefore, that's a big chumrah. You better watch your ace. Does Shane consume indiscriminately? No. Shane eats what it wants to eat. When it's hungry, it eats. It eats what's edible, not everything. That's a chumrah of ace. You can't learn out ace to Shane because factually, I'm going to say the words again. Factually, there is a chumrah that you better watch your ace more carefully because it has a more global force of destruction. Shane eats food. Ace eats everything. Are these halachic distinctions or factual distinctions?
Factual
distinctions. That's what we're emphasizing. That's what we're looking at. So now comes along the Tosis. Kavosh! How you doing today? So comes along, Tosis, and says three kashas. Kasha number one. Now again, just emphasize. Rashi says, Shane is, Bor is, but it only is Ochel, that which is Mazik, Rak Ma Shiroila, excluding Adam and Caleb. Yep. So first of all, Tosis says, well, we'll say the kash is outside, one by one, and then we'll do it inside. Kash number one, is that true? Is Adam really not Ra'ui in a boar?
Maybe not.
So the answer is, when do we say there's a Ptur Adam in a boar?
Misa.
This is true only Misa. But by Nezek, if a man breaks his leg inside a boar, what's the halacha? Yischai. So is it really fair to say that with respect to Nezik, and Adam is not roi to bore? He is roi to bore. So how can Rashi say he's not roi to bore? That's kasha number one. Ach, kasha. Ma shepires bore. Yochiach in mu'ad l'davash ein roi lo. Gon Adam, kasha, chada. The lapata Adam, elam imisav, elam inezikin. Kasha number one. V'od. Atu. Misum de potter. Adam. Chashev ein o roi. Valo be'es nami potter tamun. In other words, why is Adam pater? Why is the Baal HaBor pater from Misas Adam in the Bor? Why? What?
Zera.
Islam. No, 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 no. What?
Zera.
Zera is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. In other words, if it's a pasuk, is it really true that Adam is eino ra'oi in a boar, or there is a halacha, a din? This is not factual, and therefore demands greater shmira because of factual considerations, but rather there's a halacha, a din, that Adam is pater in, that boar is pater, but Adam, sure, velo, Adam, gzeres hakas. Because if indeed Rashi's correct, then Eish too has limitations. Why don't you say Eish is only roi to consume that which is golui and not that which is tamun? But that, of course, is not what the Gemara says. Eish eats everything. There happens to be a legal din, a halacha that is pater and tamun. What's the nature of the exemption of Adam in Bor? Xeris HaKosev. So if you tell me Xeris HaKosev, that doesn't make something in a roi. That means, yeah, you're putter from Adam, but not because in a roi, it's roi, but this is Xeris HaKosev. And if you want to tell me Xeris HaKosev means it's not roi, then Ace also has its Xeris HaKosev of Tamun. So question number two is, Adam is a Xeris HaKosev, just like you find by Tamun. And that's not going to change my obligation of Shmira. It's Roi, it's just not, it's just a Xeris HaKosev. That's kasha number two. Clear? Kasha number three is a little more technical, but it's really important. And you really got to get it there. So you're all experts in Masech Bava Kama, first Perek. So you get to Daf Testament Beis Daf Yud, and the Gemara there has a Shakla Vitaria, Gabe Chomer Bishor Mibabor. The Gemara suggests Shor is more Chomer than Bor. Why? Okay. But according to Rav Yehuda, there is no chumrah of shor over boar. Why is there no chumrah? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayiv in kalim. You're chayiv in kalim in a boar. Not like Rabban. Rabbanan say you're pater, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv. So, v'od. L'kamon gabe chomer b'shor mi b'boar ein motzi Rabbi Yehuda d'mechayiv al nizkei kalim b'boar. Bebor, he who holds your mechayv on this kekel bebor ain roui bebor. So there's no chomer of shor over bor. But what about Adam? If you hold that Adam is ain o roui in a bor, then Rabbi Yehuda Lechara would agree to that, and you should have, according to Yehuda, a chomer of shor over boar, which we do not have in the Gemara. So why, how does this work? Okay. So because of these kashas, what does Tosis do? What does Tosis do? What's Tosis' next step? Next two words are Ella Mira. So what's Tosis doing? Noobshot. Is he trying to learn this as Rashi's pshat? No. He's giving a noobshot. So Elon Nire. Now again, remember, when we're using a language of anal ra'oi, are we talking about legal or factual? According to everyone. Everyone. We're talking about legal or factual. We're talking factual. So Elon Nire. The other nami chashiv ra'oi labor. The ra'oi lamus. An Adam is ra'oi labor. He's ra'oi labor. Because a man does get killed in a boar. He can get hurt in a boar, and he can get killed in a boar. How does Adam get killed in a boar? Because of the hevel. The hevel. The fumes. Avol kelim chashiv leila kamon einroi. Delomaz kiluhu havala. Do the fumes of the boar affect kelim? No. So in that regard, kelim and only kelim are eino ra'oi because of the hevel factor. But there are kelim that are not. So true. Some kelim even get smashed with the hevel. If you have brand new kelim, where their molecular structure is not yet solidified, you put them in this fuming bore, they explode. But old kelim that are already kind of fixed, they don't explode. Those kelim are not ra'oi to bore. That's the poor of bore and kelim. And that's, in that sense, there's an eino ra'oi. That's how the eino ra'oi works. Eish eats everything, all kelim. And boar only destroys, the hevel of boar only destroys what? It does not destroy old kelim, so the hevel of boar is not roi to old kelim. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. Now, I'm just telling you, the Maharam Shif, or the Kiva Eger, find this Tosfos very difficult. First of all, we didn't discuss hevel and, but how does a boar do damage? So one way it does damage, the classic way, it's called chavata, is what happens when you fall into a boar. You get smashed on the bottom. You break, impact. That's chavata, impact. There's a sheet that says not only impact, but also hevel. Also hevel. So once it's an also hevel sheet, so first of all, Tosis is limiting this whole discussion to that mandamer of hevel. And others disagree. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Moreover, even the mandamer holds hevel, also holds of chavata, also holds of impact, and therefore is a kli subject to getting smashed in a boar? Yes. So to say that it's ain't a roi because of the possibility of havala, when that's a limited shita, and is also that shita itself holds of chavata, so Tosfos is not without its problems. This is a kasha of the Maharam Shik and Rav Akiva. Who's anyone lost? Okay, Baruch Hashem. No questions yet. Who's lost? Raise your hand one more time. Okay, amazing. One second. So just to give you one last shot to get on the train. One last shot. We're going to do a very quick chazara via the opening paragraph of the Granat. Okay? A quick chazara via the Granat. So it's on your page after source number 4. So, Bigamara Amarava Vekulu Kishadis Borbeinayu Ase Kulu Levar mekeri, so take a limit from malakere. Malakulu shchemu adam mitchilas. Uperish Rashi b'malakulu, the shein asya mibor ve'esh. The key perchas, if you ask a kasha malakesh chemu as lechol bein ro'ila bein she'ena ro'ila torn v'shein she'ena medes ela ben ro'ila. Boy yochiach, shemu al she'ena ro'ila kegon adam ein shom. V'hikshu bataisis. So he quotes Rashi, then he says, V'hikshu bataisis. Ki lo ashkechon, the first question was, we never have eino roi b'shein. Sharei im achla davash eino roi la, Lo have kim tol de keren. So that was the first question that Tosis did answer. And then od hikshu. Amash kosav Rashi. Bor yochiach. She'eno muad. L'she'eno ro'ui. Kegon adam. V'kosher. Da'af adam. Number one. Ein zele ela le'inyan misa. When we say bor, Adam is not roi to bor. That's only true with respect to misa. Avalin nazik and chay. That's kash number one. Ve'od to Adam yishum the pater Adam chashvein a roi. Valo eish nami pater betamun. Just because you have a xeris hakasuv means that bor it's ain't a roi. Not true. Not true. Eish is also has something that has a xeris hakasuv. That doesn't mean it's not roi. It means it's a separate din. Ve'od. Delakaman gabe chomer basur mibor lo matzinon eno roil Rav Yehuda desvirle dechayv al nizke kalim uleshitas Rashi ika adam ayin sham. So what the Granat did is just a nice quick summary of the rikash. All right, are there any questions, Yehuda? Excellent. What's your question? Beautiful. Beautiful. Loving it. Wow. That's great. Three kashas, one teres. To answer all three kashas, same kasha. Okay, good. Here we go. The Gemara says, Shur is more machmer than bor. Chomer b'shur over bor. If I were to ask you, what's the chumrah of shor over bor? I would tell you, because shor is chayav in what? In everything. Adam, kalim, everything. And bor is pater in Adam, it's pater in kalim. So that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. Simple. Okay, the Gemara says, that chumrah, it's true, according to Rabban. But Rabbi Yehuda says that bor is chayv in kalim. So you can't tell me that shor has a chumrah of kalim over bor, because Rabbi Yehuda says just like it's chayv kalim or shor is chayv in kalim, so to bor is chayv in kalim. So that's not a chumrah. And the Gemara did not say. And the Gemara, how did the Gemara conclude over there? Ah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no chumrah of shor over bor. What do you mean there's no chumrah of shor over bor? There is a chumrah of shor over bor, and that chumrah is Adam, assuming that Adam is eno ra'oi in bor. That's what Rashi says. Apparently the fact that the Gemara did not bring up Adam as far as bor is concerned, that means that Adam is ra'oi in bor, and that creates a problem for Rashi, who says Adam is not ra'oi in bor. That's the third question.
That's
what
the fact that he didn't put shor.
According to Yehuda, there's no chumrah shor over bor. There should be. Right, right. Okay. So I want to do some chazar. I'm now flashing you back. I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. And I'm going to try and say this over clearly, and I hope I do a decent job. We have a mazik of Eish. We have a mazik of shame. We have a mazik of not all mazikin are created equal. What is Eish, you'll notice, is chayiv in everything. It eats everything, bein ro'ila, bein eina ro'ila, it's chayiv in everything. So what is the mechayiv of Eish? The mechayiv, that's its quality, that's its tchuna, that's its characteristic. But the mechayiv is, you created an esh. Your esh is called, we'll go with the language, you can quibble, mamoncha. You created it. And now, you have generated what I'm going to call a cheftza demazik. It's an object that is mazik, and the nature of it is, now it's like, it's out of your hands. It's out of your hands. It's mamoncha. It's out of your hands. It damages wherever it goes, and you're basically going to be chayv for everything. Similar, in that sense, to shor. It's your property. You created it, and now it goes. It goes, and you're chayv for everything. When I take back what I just said about shor. Erase that sense. Okay? The other side of the ledger, and this I'm just saying over the granat, is shame. And shame, he wants to suggest, is not about a chetza demazik. But you have an animal in your backyard. And this animal has a nature to it. And the nature of this animal is it eats. It consumes. That reality that it eats as part of its nature imposes upon you the bialim echovas shmira. You have to watch. I'm going to say, you'll notice I wrote chefza demazik. This is chefza oriented. Here I'm going to call it chovas shmira, which is bialim oriented. It's a chova on the bialim. Now, to what extent do I have to watch my animal from eating? The answer is, anything that is foreseeable, that creates a chova shmira. If it's foreseeable. Is it foreseeable that my animal is going to start to chew on bricks?
No.
It's not foreseeable. If it's not foreseeable, then on that I have no chova shmira. It's not foreseeable. In other words, I'm only obligated. The language of ro'i la or ein ro'i la is really a language of what is la'asuke adaite. What do I have to anticipate as part of my chova shmir? And as such, if it's something that is ro'i la, I have to be ready for that. I have to anticipate that. That's something I have to be prepared for. And therefore, I'm chayiv if it eats that which is ro'i la. That's part of my chova shmir. To expect me to watch it prevent it from eating bricks, I don't have to think about that. Because it doesn't eat bricks. Now that it ate bricks, okay, good. That's keren, that's mishuna, that's something unusual. That is not something that would be chayv in my chova shmir. Eish, on the other hand, it's inherently dangerous. It eats everything. And it's going to be chayv for everything. Argues the Granat. This is his language. It's kedai to see it inside, but I'm going to say it outside because we don't have time to go through it all inside. The boar, the Mechayv of boar uses another word, we've seen this word before as well. He calls boar a takala. A takala. What's the English translation for takala? A hazard. A hazard. Now, hazard. It is hazardous. Hazardous. When, with respect to, if I were to drop right over here in the middle of the classroom a pin, would you call that a hazard? I would say no to. Could be dangerous. Something could happen. I wouldn't call it a hazard. If I drop right here in the middle of the room a live mine, would that be a hazard? That might be a hazard. That could be a hazard. In other words, takala is not everything. It's a pin is a takala. Something could happen. But takala is not the circumstances, the environment. What are we talking about? Yes, a takala might be different if it's a room in a gan with little 3-year-old children, matches might be a takala there, not going to be a takala in a different kind of place. Takala has a certain variability to it. When we speak about Eish, Eish is a chefza damazik, and therefore you create it, you're chayiv no matter what. A takala, says the Ranat, is tilting towards the shame domain. When, I'll explain. When are you going to be chayiv in takala? Only if it is something you could have foreseen. You should have been concerned about. Now, therefore he says, this halacha of shor velo adam, an interesting little split. Shor velo adam, if a man falls in and breaks his leg, are you chayiv? Is the Baal HaBor chayiv? Yes. If he dies, is the Baal HaBor chayiv? No. Why? It's a hazard. A hazard is a hazard. So the answer is, to expect a person to walk and like to walk in a manner that is like taking his life in danger. I understand the Buffalo Bills played yesterday. Is that true?
Right.
I understand they didn't play yesterday. And so I understand they have a player who like had a heart attack or something on the field.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Like, yeah, there's such a thing. So, a few weeks ago. And but I understand there's also a player on a different game who broke a leg. So people get hurt. They get hurt. Okay. Do you expect someone...
I'm aware because I'm
crazy.
Do we expect the person to have a heart attack in a football game?
No.
Do you expect the person to break a leg in a football game?
Yeah.
It happens. It happens like every concussion to the football game. Oh.
Yes.
So, Takala.
Thank you, PP.
Takala has a shear, if you will. It's not automatic. It's a din of foreseeability, of lasuki adayde. As such. Why is it that Adam is, that boar is pater in Adam? Why? Why is he pater in Adam? Well, why, if Adam falls and gets killed in a boar, the Baal HaBor is pater? The answer is because, as the creator, this is not a takala with respect to Misa. Because we expect that when a person is walking around, he is going to look where he's going at least at the expense of his life. Do people always look where they're going?
No,
especially today. They don't always look where they're going. They bump in. I've seen people bump into poles. I've seen it with my own eyes. So they will, they're not going to walk into, they'll bump into a pole, but they will not walk into a cross section with live traffic. That they will not. So the Baal HaBor, the takala of Misa, is not he's not responsible for that because it's not ro'oi. It's not a gzeiras hakasuf. Says the Ranat, this is not a gzeiras hakasuf. Shor below adam in a boar is not a gzeiras hakasuf. This abstract gzeiras hakasuf. It's coming from anachai because a boar is not subject. It's not ro'oi to kill. Why is it not ro'oi to kill? Because you gotta watch. It's on you, the other person to watch. In other words, so that's where boar falls out. As such, why is it? Step one. Why do you have a split between Misa? The first kasha was, what do you mean? Boar is ro'oi because it is subject to Yechayv and Ezekiel. It's true. But can I say factually, a boar is ain't a roi when it comes to Adam? Is it a factual issue or is it a legal issue? It's a factual issue. Why is it a factual issue? In other words, we expect Adam to watch over himself. That's the expectation. That's the expectation of the Baal HaBor, that he has to watch over himself. That the Adam is going to watch over himself. The second kasha is with respect to, we see Tamun is an exemption by Aish. It's not, so if you're exempting there, why do you make a distinction between Bor and Aish in that regard? So the answer is the Xeris that Aish being Potter in Tavon is that factual legal? That's factual. I'm sorry. That's legal. That's a Xeris HaKosim. Bor being Potter in Adam, that Rashi's going to learn is a function of. That's not Xeris HaKosim. Bor being Potter is a matter of logic, of facts, of role. Again, I'm going to say that again because I didn't say that once. According to Rashi, why is Taman Be'esh Potter? Why is Taman Be'esh Potter? Xeris HaKosim. So in a Hanami, Tamun is Roi, Eish is Roi, but it's Xeris HaKosim, it's Potter. Why is Adam, was Bor Potter in Adam? Because Adam is factually in a Roi, because we expect. It's not reasonable. It's not called a hazard with respect to killing a person. It's not called that kind of hazard. Factually, it's not called that kind of hazard. It's not a Xeris HaKosim. And that's the distinction answer number to question number two. Question number three is a little more subtle. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that. Oh, by the way, Kalim, how did Kalim get into a board? Someone has to put it there. Someone has to drop it there. So in other words, who's handling the Kalim? Who's causing the damage of the Kalim in the board? The answer is, it requires Adam. Therefore, it's not the Pshat and Zegzeres HaKosov that Bor is puttering Kalim. It's puttering Kalim because a Bor is not a Takala with respect to Kalim. Because how did Kalim get there? Someone brought him there. The boy doesn't move. It's a takala with respect to. Is it a takala with respect to a shore? Yeah. Is it a takala with respect to a chamor? Yes. Is it a takala with respect to Adam who falls and breaks his leg? Yes. Why? Because people are not so careful when they walk with their phones. But to die, it's not a takala with respect to that. It's not a takala with respect to Kalim because how did Kalim get there? Someone put him there. Someone moved him there, and therefore it's not a taket. It's not on the Baal HaBor. So what does Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda says, is Bor Chayv in Kalim? You know what? And Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Rabbanan say that you Potter Kalim. So that goes to a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. How we really understand Bor. Is Bor here? Or is Bor here? In other words, do we assume that Bor is like Aish? Aish is, you created the Aish, it does indiscriminate damage, it's a mazik, it's mamonka, it's a mazik, and we don't care about distinctions. Rabbi Yehuda understood that Bor is similar to Aish. That's why it's Chayv in Kalim. It's Chayv in Kalim because. And now, what about Adam according to Rabbi Yehuda? He agrees. It's Potter Adam. But does it have the ability to kill Adam as well, to damage Adam? Yes, just like Aish, it does everything. But we have a Xeris HaKosov Aish on Tamun, and now we have a Xeris HaKosov on Bor called Shor below Adam. That's the Xeris HaKosov. And that's why Padan Adam. Not because it's not Ra'oi, but because that's Rav Yehuda Shita. What is your Chayv in Kalim? It's Chayv in everything. And you should even be Chayv in Adam. But Xeris HaKosov.
So he's disagreeing with the
Xeris HaKosov. He's disagreeing. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. He holds it's Chayv in Kalim. He doesn't have that Xeris HaKosov, right? And Adam it's Paterin, but Torah's Xeris HaKosov. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, so Rabbanan assume, yeah, you're Pater in Adam, you're Pater in Kalim, but not because of a Xeris HaKosov. It's because, yeah, Adam is not Ro'ui to be killed in a Bor. Kalim are not Ro'ui to be damaged in a Bor. And that's exactly what Rashi's saying. That's what Rashi's telling you. And a Hanami is Shane. Is kills even that which is in a royal law. Bor, it's not a Xeris HaKosov. That's the assault. This is not a Xeris HaKosov. This is factual. Factually, you shouldn't. A Bor shouldn't be killing people. And And if it's killing people, it's not because of the negligence of the Baal HaBor. It's because of the negligence of the Adam. If the Kalim get damaged, it's not because of the negligence of the Baal HaBor. It's because of the negligence of the Baal HaKalim. Sure. Chamor. Adam and Ezekin. That's the negligence of the Baal HaBor. That's called Ro'i. So what emerges is Rashi is learning that, yes, indeed, the Ptur of Adam and Kalim is not a function of a classic Zeres HaKos, it's a function of a Svar of Ro'ila. That's how Rashi learns. That's how the Sugi makes sense. That's going to explain the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. And Tosis obviously is looking at it from the other vantage point, and that is the position of the Ranat.
Yes.
I'm working too hard, and they're not working hard enough. That's what I think. But okay, we got to do some Chazara. Chazara, you have it inside. You can do that tomorrow, Rabosai. Absolutely brand new sugya, fresh, and we'll pick it up.